We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and my guest today is going to be very, very interesting. He's author Nate Burt, and he wrote a book called Frozen, But Not Forgotten, directly for me. So how are you, Frozen But Not Forgotten? I appreciate it, Nate. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, Neil, thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to the conversation.
Exactly. So let's kind of go into specifically why you wrote the book.
Yeah, so Frozen But Not Forgotten is really a how-to guide for parents or for those who are simply interested in this topic of frozen human embryos. And a lot of people don't realize that many, many couples across America face infertility and undergo what's called in vitro fertilization. And as part of that process, one of the blessings or the gifts they have is many couples are able to conceive a child when they otherwise wouldn't be able to. However, there are often remaining embryos, and there are about 1 million frozen embryos in storage in the United States alone. And those are very viable babies in many cases. And for couples who go through IVF and are unsure what to do with those remaining embryos, they can do one of several things. They can donate them to research. They can have them discarded. They can place them in frozen storage in perpetuity, or they can decide to place those for adoption. And so my wife and I adopted frozen embryos, and now we have our 4-year-old daughter, Phoebe, as a result of that process. And so it's a really timely conversation, as a lot of people are thinking about the national dialogue, some recent conversations about the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade. Yeah. This is really another topic that involves sort of life and the opportunity to really build a family in a way that's very unfamiliar to many people.
So is that less money to be able to do that because they're available, those frozen embryos?
Yeah, great question. So typically frozen embryo adoption is less expensive than a traditional domestic adoption and certainly less expensive than an international adoption. That being said, it's not for everyone, right? So some a woman or a mom has to be in the right health. So certainly you want to get advice from your doctor before pursuing something like embryo adoption. Our adoption, I think it ranged between $15,000 and $20,000. So it still is a cost. But for our family, we felt that it was completely worth it.
Wow. And so what's the reason for writing the book? Just to really tell the story?
You bet. Really to tell the story, you know, for families that either have been through IVF and are not sure what to do with their embryos, for couples who are looking to build their family, and really for those who are simply curious, you know, Frozen But Not Forgotten is the book that really guides people through that process. And it's really designed to simply get the word out, simply because there's not a lot of publicity or information readily available in the public domain.
So ultimate goal for you, is it just the book or you want to create a movement?
You know, I think the movement started long before my family and I got underway. Really back in the early 1990s is when frozen embryo adoption first began. I think we really do want to contribute to the movement. I think we want people to be aware that frozen embryo adoption is an option. I think we want more families who are struggling to conceive to have this as an option. And frankly, for families like mine that have been able to conceive in the natural way, I think there are opportunities for us too to give these embryos a chance at life, because ultimately our perspective is that this is human life. These are babies that have the opportunity to grow up and to contribute to our world. And so Frozen But Not Forgotten is really a book designed to foster and spur that movement forward.
That's fantastic. It's great information for sure. And the ultimate goal, and you're out there. And what's the feedback of your book so far? You're getting a lot of people.
You know, the feedback. Yeah, thanks for the question, Neil. The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. I think a lot of people were looking for a resource like this. This is really the book I wish that I had had as my wife and I were going through this process of frozen embryo adoption. And so I think, you know, this is really an opportunity to give back in that way. And I hope more people are able to be blessed as a result of it.
All right. Best place we can find information on purchase the book. Where can we go?
You bet. Anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also go to frozenbutnotforgotten.com. Again, frozenbutnotforgotten.com. And you can pick up a copy of the book there as well.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Neil, so much. Take care.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.